The compromise would fund the government for 6 months in exchange for eliminating the tax on medical devices, one of the funding mechanisms for Obamacare. Congressman Kind says he worked on the deal with Pennsylvania Republican Charlie Dent and a group of about 20 House Republicans and 20 House Democrats who are meeting without the support of their party leaders.
It seems to be the case around here that when one party feels they've got the upper hand, or they've got their foot on the other person's neck, they don't want to let them up. And that, I think, is very damaging to a democracy. There has to be a little element of face-saving, too.
Kind calls the medical device tax a flaw in the Affordable Care Act, and he says replacing it with other revenue is supported by both parties.
Some may claim that this is just holding out, giving acceding to the Republican demands with the shutdown. But what it is also saying is Republicans are interested in trying to fix and improve the Affordable Care Act rather than get rid of it.
The compromise would fund the government for 6 months instead of just 6 weeks at levels already approved by the U.S. Senate. It would not address the debt ceiling.
I hope that people don't think it would be a major accomplishment if you had a clean budget resolution passed, but only for 6 weeks. I think most people at home would laugh at us. It would be a joke.
Ron Kind says Wisconsin Republican Congressman Reed Ripple is part of the bipartisan group, which has sent the proposal to both House Speaker John Boehner and House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi. I'm Glenn Mobrick for Wisconsin Public Radio News.